need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Super Don, you're happy, am I? Because I'm back in studio, right?
Don't stop me now.
Don't stop me now. Super Don, you're excited today. I can tell even before we got on the air. It must be, you know, yesterday we were broadcasting live. By the way, welcome to Rob Scott Bell Show. Happy Monday. Super Don's happy Monday for sure because we had some excitement going on at the Soho Expo. We had our friend Chris Boucher from the HempMedsPX.com saying, hey, maybe you'd like to sponsor the Health Freedom Express, Superdome. That must be making you really pleased.
You know, I mean, that was really, really cool to you know, hear that from him, talk with him, and look at you know, possibly the first sponsor of the Health Freedom Express. But as exciting as that is, that actually is not why I came in with the music today.
Oh, that's not it. Okay. Well, let me think. I had to ponder this because we love it when you're happy and excited, especially on a Monday. It's like, oh, no, here we go, Monday. What are we going to do? Well, we got right. Dr. Rasha Bitar. It is Advanced Medicine Monday. We're going to talk to him in a bit. But let me just think here. Ponder. How about, it's this. We got an awesome, awesome letter into the Robert Scott Bell Show website at robertscottbell.com in praise of Super Don. That had to be it. This is awesome. What are you laughing at? It was really a great letter.
Yes. Yes. This did kind of floor me when I saw this. But yeah, very cool.
Now I'm going to read it just to make Super Don blush. All right? You ready, everybody?
Okay.
And if you want to make him blush, you can call him now at 866-939-2355. Okay? So here we go. RSVN Super Don. My clerk buddy has already started the lobelia and feels a marked difference. She can already breathe deeply after one day. Now, I guess this is harkening back. I want to pause for a moment. Remember when we were talking about that letter that came in about the person with the, I think, one lobe of the lung collapsed, and we were going through a lot of the remedies, and you were on fire that day, too. You got it perfectly. So
right. She's
happy about this. She says she's also started on the supplements, and we're working on more. Again, thanks for the help and inspiration, literally. Listen to this. We loved Don's bacteria comment. Remember when you said that? How does this? What are they worried about the silver? What is the balloon made of bacteria? That was great.
Right.
It was just spot on. Exactly. You saw for what the absurdity of the doctor said. Stay away from silver. Oh my gosh, it might pop the balloon. It's like,
right.
Way to go. Way to go. She has a postscript here. P.S.
Yes.
Super Don, thanks for representing the lay learner. Most of us so ably. You, too, are an inspiration, especially when you wax eloquently about a wide variety of topics and with such passion. Your research is great. Your intros, etc., are professional and interesting. My tech guy always listens to your stuff closely for ideas, and your laugh is infectious. In a good way. No need for silver. That's Kathy. I think Kathy wants to marry you.
Oh, man. You know, it's great to get letters like this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talk about this whenever we get a letter like this because, you know, we do this day after day, and we love what we do. We've got a purpose and a mission in mind. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we just get so caught up in what it is we're doing that when a letter like this comes along, you know, it's kind of like, wow, you know, we're... people listen to us. How cool is that?
you know, listen, and people will say, well, RSV's getting nervous now because Super Don, he's shining. No, I love it.
No.
I love it when you give Super Don, some love, man. He is amazing. And of course, the Health Freedom Express to be. You all want to meet Don, you know it. Yeah, and so that's why
you're
happy.
I love what I do. I love what I do. And listen, this makes me incredibly happy.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, actually, this is not what I was thinking about when I came in with the music.
Dude, what could be more happy-inducing? What could it be?
You know, I think we've made a difference here.
Yeah? Why do you say?
Check it out. North Carolina State University is looking at how pharmaceutical drugs are toxic.
Wait a second. You're saying NC State, that's the Tar Heels, I think. No, is that North Carolina? Is it the Tar Heel? I can never forget. University of North Carolina. My wife's going to get me because she was a alum. I'm in trouble now, so I won't even say anything about nicknames.
I think it is. I think it is the Tar Heels.
It could be NC State something else. She'll come in on the break and just, I'm going to put on my helm. All right. NC State is saying what? Drugs are toxic? Come on. You kidding me?
They are saying, listen to this. First sentence. Sometimes the cure can be worse than the disease.
Wait, okay,
holy
all right.
Holy cow.
But they're talking about supplements. Come on, be real here.
No, that's
a part of the research triangle, I think, up there.
No, listen, we have been talking about this for years. This is coming off of medical news today. Pharmaceutical drugs are known for their potential side effects.
Well, that's a moment of doubt for us, but you're telling me NC State? Saying I'm reading it now. Pharmaceutical drugs are, make sure you blast that out everywhere. This is good.
It's going.
Pharmaceutical drugs are known for their potential side effects. And an important aspect of personalized medicine is to tailor therapies to individuals to reduce the chances of adverse events. So they're talking about, again, individualization of treatment, recognizing what drugs are more toxic to some. Wow, look at this. They're catching on. You think they've been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and Super Don's rants?
You know, we talk about, I mean, on a daily basis, a show does not go by where we're pointing out the fact that the drugs are causing the death. The drugs are causing the perpetration of disease. It's disease management. And here we've got North Carolina State University. They've gone and updated this toxicology database where they are now pointing out the toxic effects of drugs and pointing out the fact that maybe, the drugs are not such a good idea. They might be causing more harm than good.
Well, Obamacare is going to cover them anyway. I think that Obama's going to have to shut down NC State and withdraw all federal funding for them because this is not good news for Obamacare. Because
listen,
think about
we cover so many studies where they're covering just the most ridiculous things, and you're wondering, why do we need to know, how the mating call of a moose affects somebody's shopping habits on a Thursday? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. But here, they actually went and they studied a year, for an entire year, and extracted information from 88,000 papers about therapeutic drugs and their involvement in toxic endpoints, such as all of these things we're constantly talking about, hypertension, seizures, kidney failure, liver disease. And they went through and they pulled all this information out and have updated this database. So now they've got updated information on what these drugs are doing to people and being able to give the doctors and people an opportunity to look and say, if I take this drug for this problem, it has these effects and it causes these problems, maybe we should look at something different. We have been trying to get them to do
this
for years.
Huge. I tell you, it's huge. Because the real cause of most modern illnesses, it's covered by medical insurance, but it's caused by medical insurance because the medical insurance is giving you the drugs that's causing your disease. Everybody's so happy, right?
This is no small feat. I mean, the results that they came up with, check this out, includes more than 250,000 statements collected from 7 decades worth of scientific articles. This is a huge endeavor that they went on here. This information, if it's used properly, if people are given access to it, and if the doctors actually look at it and do something other than look at the cheerleader with the big boobies and handing the pamphlets out, this actually could have a very positive impact on how things move forward from here as far as how drugs are prescribed.
Well, it is something that some doctors, of course, have been cognizant of for a long time. These are the first adopters or the Dr. Batars of the world that said, you know what, we need to, let's say, go back if we're ever going to use a drug and recognize the appropriate place for them. Very short burst to get you out of a major crisis. But beyond that, this whole idea of everybody on a drug forever, it's developed into the system of disease, as you said, management, that relies upon more drugs to counteract the diseases that are caused by the previous drugs, none of which are addressed in the way that NC State is now throwing it out there to make it easier for the medical field to go, hey, wait a second, look at this, maybe not so good to prescribe that drug. Now, of course, if you look further into this article, they do come back to genetics, and they say, well, maybe if we can determine the genetics of each individual patient, we can say, well, this drug is no good for her, but this one is. Which, still, right. It's only part way there. So we're going to caveat the excitement, Super Don, but it's still a genuine advancement.
Here's the way I look at it, and this is something that, you know, over time, when we've talked, you and I have talked, and we've talked about the, you know, the concept of going organic and cleaning out your the way that you eat and your environment and all those kinds of things. A lot of people, when they look at doing that, they go into it with an all or nothing approach. And a lot of people, they burn out. I mean, it's just, you know, I can't, how do I change everything I eat, everything I drink, the clothes I wear, the air I breathe, the car I drive, blah, blah, blah. You know, I can't, you know, they want to
do it
all at once.
They're overwhelmed. Yeah, it's too much.
So what do you recommend? You know what? Start cleaning up one bit at a time, baby steps. You know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? So, you know, it's something that happens over time. And when I see something like this, you know, I can look at it and find the holes in it and go, nah, they're screwing this up, or they're not going to do that right. But you know what? This, to me, this is one step in the direction of what it is that we have been working on, what we've been, you know, trying to accomplish with what it is we do every day. This is a step. Are they still going to find ways of trying to incorporate drugs in and still do it the wrong way? Yeah, but with this type of information out there to the public, available to the doctors, it's just that much less that they can turn a blind eye to now because it's right there in their face.
Listen to Mr. Positive. Super nice. He's got his positivity on. I love it. And that's a good way to start the week, I think. So check out the article. It's online. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. Even though I'm the downer, the drug downer, because I'm going to say, oh, it's all about genes. They're going to still drug you. Of course they are. That's their method. But if it saves one person, we're happy, right? That's the ultimate upside of this. And it's going to save a lot of folks if the docs pay attention to this. NC State, you can point it out to your doctor, too. Maybe they won't drug you to death next time. All right, we got lots more healing to go. You won't believe what the drug doctors are suggesting for women with menstrual cramps. Ladies, would you be willing to do this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
I feel like we just went to school last segment. Super Don School of Natural Health. I love that. Actually, no, don't sign up for Super Don School of Natural Health. Sign up for the Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. And our friends, I remember Brandon asking that question about it, and we had a follow-up on, like, what should I do? Should I be an MD, an ND, a DO? Just get educated, something, find out, get it, you know, just embed it into your own DNA, and you become the expert. And when all things crumble, as they are in our lifetime, you become the most valuable member in terms of healing, your ability to help your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. The TrinitySchool.org, very nice program. We love them and what they're doing to bring about this very inexpensively. You don't have to go into debt to get a good education. And you can keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Our only request is that you say thanks to those who provide this pathway, this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, our sponsors. So having said that, we want to know about the side effects issue. There's another story about the side effects issue. One particular drug that they found out that they liked the side effect better than the original effect of the drug. They looked down and said, oh, my gosh, hide the kids. Look what popped up.
Viva and of course, Viagra.
Yeah, you know that drug. Well, do you know it? No, I don't want to know. But the erectile
just ask Bob Dole. Yeah.
Just ask our board op, Tom. No, just kidding. We love Tom. The issue of Viagra now being repackaged, if you will. No pun intended there either. For ladies. That's right, ladies. Not to make them more receptive, but evidently to address.
If they take the pill, what happens?
Yeah. Which pill are you talking about now? This is not about taking it. This is about placing it where the sun don't shine. Not the coffee. This is not a coffee enema joke, Super. I know where you're going with this. No. There are people that work for Pfizer that are going, dude, how can we extend the patent on Viagra? You know? And you caught up. Yeah, thank you, Don, for being with me today. The Viagra they want to give to ladies, and not so that they're, as I said, more willing to do what the men want them to do, but evidently they're repackaging it to say, hey, ladies, you have menstrual cramping? Put one of these pills. Yeah, you know where? Right there. That's right. They want you to put it right there.
And they're saying,
what? What?
You're doing it wrong.
I am? Yeah, I would agree in this case.
No. That's not. You're not supposed to put the pill there.
No, don't put the pill. But that's what they're saying. They are. They're not saying take the pill orally. They're saying take the Viagra and put it into your lady parts. All right, I'm just trying to be delicate because I know we have 10-year-olds that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, so we're sensitive to the homeschool kids. You can talk, moms and dads, about this after the show and explain what we're talking about here. Researchers at Pennsylvania State University showed that when administered vaginally, sildenafil citrate, brand name Viagra, can help relieve primary dysmenorrhea. That's PD. PD. Now, that's not ED, that's PD. Interesting that it rhymes, though.
Interesting.
ED and PD. I think they've done this on purpose. A monthly pain in the lower abdomen caused by hormone-like substances called prostaglandins. Now, we always want to talk about normalizing endocrine function, the hormonal system of females. Of course, Suzanne Summers loves talking about this stuff, and we've had her on to do that. I'm going to recommend an herbal formula. I've mentioned it before, hormonal changes. From Dr. Christopher's. And this can work whether you're into the menopause or you're still into the baby-making years. Although, you can easily, and some of you might find it easier to do the homeopathic medicine, there are menstrual cramping formulas from King Bio. And they include, you know, a lot of the herbs that the ladies that you know about that you'll use to help relieve some of the PMS-type symptoms, including the cramping. That can be done so you don't have to rely on the mitols and the non-steroidals, all the things that maybe you've done in the past. But hydration alone is another big aspect here. And I want to bring up my good friend Paul Baratero, because when we talk about relieving these headaches, pains associated, hydration is an issue. Because there's a lot of loss that's associated with that time of the month. The ladies have the advantage over the men in that they can detoxify via that route through the menstrual period. So there are other issues associated with this. So I'm going to say hydration. Go to robertswater.com and check out the new stuff that's coming through. And you can download the free ebook there about the ionization, alkalization, the microclustering and structuring of the water that we drink here at home. So check that out. We'll talk more about that in a little while. But for now, please, ladies, don't steal your husband's Viagra. I hope your husband's not resorting to that drug, but don't steal it so you can stick it there. I don't believe that this will play out positively long term.
And listen, there are bad side effects for the guys. Come on. I mean, look at the story we led off with here in the beginning of the hour. There's going to be side effects for you too, women.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. It's not.
And I know. And I know you want to address it. I don't want you to suffer any more than you might think you have to. But there are herbs you can utilize. Susan Weed writes a lot about the female issues from an herbal perspective. S-U-S-U-N, Weed, W-E-E-D.com. And I bet the cannabinoids, the cannabidiols as well would help. HempMedsPX.com. Deal is still going on. If you go there, go Bell 30, get 30% off. All right, what's up next? How do you learn to eat? Where do you learn what foods are good? Is it MyPlate.gov? If it is, we've got news for you.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, tell your friends, today on the air, Dr. Rashid Batar is going to talk hepatitis C. That's right, hepatitis C, not A, not B, C. And that's going to be great. This segment brought to you by the letter C. No, that's next hour.
Actually, C is for Cookie.
Cookie is for me.
Yeah, this is good. We're having fun. See, that's for our 10-year-old listeners. Now, where do we go this segment? This segment is brought to you by the statement, eat more fat. Eat more fat. Let's see, if I was a cheerleader, that's the only cheer I would do. Eat more fat. Rah, rah, rah.
Give me an F.
Yeah, give me an A. Give me a G. Eat more fat. Yeah. No, don't put Viagra there. Okay? Now, eat more fat. That's what we're talking about here because there's a big article about what the food government pyramid, myplate.gov, all of that. Remember I joked about the four food groups for those of you old enough to remember them. What was that? Pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, and potato chips. That's what I grew up with, and I had to undo all of that. So they transferred it to a pyramid, and it looked, oh, well, everybody goes Egyptian now. Were they recommending you to eat quinoa? No. They were basically telling you to reduce your fat and increase your carbohydrates. And this is a problem. In fact, it turns out the food guide pyramid in my plate may be making your family fat. This is coming off of the HuffPost. It's an interesting, Jonathan Baylor, he's the author of The Calorie Myth, host of the Smarter Science of Slim Show. I don't know who this guy is, but I do like his perspective on this USDA pyramid that we've made fun of very often here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah. How many pyrimids are there? You know? I mean, it's there, like...
Over a dozen.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, no. Wrong pyramid. This is the right pyramid.
This is the pyramid. Ouch, don't sit
as
on that one. That one's too sharp.
Yeah, as if nutrition has evolved over time. No, we have devolved over time is what it is, and they just can't seem to get it right.
Well said, well said. In fact, in the Journal of the American Physicians and Surgeons, researcher A. Otto Bonney, he said this, there is considerable concern today that the diet the pyramid illustrates is responsible for the current epidemic of cardiovascular disease. The concurrent epidemics of obesity and type 2 diabetes are unintended consequences that can also be attributed to this diet. So basically, everything Michelle Obama is telling you to eat is pretty much wrong. I mean, maybe she says eat an apple. Fine, is the apple organic? But that's just not enough. And I guess we got to go to a starting point. The question is, when did we become such a wussy American that we would look to the government to tell us how to eat? I mean, really, can we look back to our ancestors and say, gee, did they suffer from high levels of cancer way back when? Or heart disease, et cetera. And if they did, what were they eating? Maybe we should eat differently than they did. And, of course, the mea culpa of the FDA saying, oh, well, we were wrong about hydrogenated oils, trans fats. Never mind the fact that they're not really banning them. They're just recommending you go on omega-6 rich vegetable oils that will be converted into trans fats when you heat them. Again, you listen to the government and you do what the government says at your own risk and to your own peril. And I think that that's the good thing about this article. And if Superdon's going to blast it out there, if you don't go, I would encourage you, come on to robertscottbell.com. We have today's show notes linked up with these articles if you want to review them further and help educate your brethren and sisterin, and remind your sisterin, don't put Viagra down there. Just
sisterin?
Saying. Brethren? If there's a brethren, there's got to be a sisterin. You know,
I
was talking with a friend over the weekend. We were at the Orlando show. It's called the Natural Products Association Soho Show. And a buddy of mine who I've known for many years, he works as a representative manufacturer's rep for a lot of natural products, products, if you will, manufacturers. And he was saying he just wants his goal in life, and I know he's got others, but one of them, it was just combined. He says, my goal, I just want to come up with a word that'll end up in the dictionary. That I've done. And I said, you should listen to Super Don and RSB. We come up with words almost every day. But we don't care if it's in the dictionary or not.
We put George Bush to shame when it comes to creating words, don't we?
Yeah, I just said, listen, it's your goal. I'm happy for you. It's not our goal. We love coming up with new words, but whether it ends up in the dictionary or whether somebody else claims it for their own, we don't care. We just want you to get well. We just want you to understand that myplate.gov is going to put you in the crapper, not in a good way. And that's what this is all about, the dietary guidelines drawn up, I guess it's by nutritional scholars, but they were derived from a political document released in 1976.
Isn't this interesting? I'd never heard of the Senate Nutrition Committee. What the hell do these senators know about nutrition? They don't know anything about politics. They don't know anything about the Constitution. And
you know
they're
what
supposed
they know
to
about? They know about liquid lunches. That's what they know about. Go follow
liquid
them to
lunches.
Their local watering holes and see what
you
they're drinking.
You know what else they know about, though?
What do they know about?
They know about things like contributions. How about political action committees and lobbying firms?
Lobbying, right? Exactly. So what you're learning about here is the fact that if you follow MyPlate.gov or food pyramids or four food groups, they are lobbied into reality by those who have the biggest pocketbooks to say, hey, Senate Food Committee, Nutrition, look at me. Hey, here's some Federal Reserve notes for your reelection campaign. Please remember us when the pyramid comes out, when the plate is drawn up and the pretty shiny colors come in with what we make, right? That's how it works. And so if you fall and prey to the government guidelines for nutrition, I'm sad for you. I feel bad for the folks out there that actually believe that you're, well, here you go again, Robert, being anti-government. No, I'm pro your freedom to think clearly, to recognize that these things have been lobbied into reality, and they may not, in fact, be good for you. Quite the opposite. They may be sending you on a downward spiral to drug deficiency diseases. Again, another made-up series of diseases that promote the drug industry, which these MyPlate.gov stats and things do, because ultimately they will drive you into ailments that are met not with good nutrition, real nutrition, balanced nutrition, fats. They will be met with vitamin D, and not from the sun, but from a drug company, the drugs.
Yeah. And you can't deny, at least, you know, the possibility that what we're seeing here, when they came up with these guidelines, you know, this mm-hmm. was back in like, what, late 70s, early 80s, that what they wanted you to do is increase, as you said, your carbohydrate consumption.
Mm-hmm. And reduce your fat simultaneously.
Yeah. And so, you know, interesting, you know, there's a quote here in this article from the chair of the Department of Nutrition at Harvard. Mm-hmm. And he says something here. He says The thing to keep in mind about the USDA pyramid is that it comes from the agency responsible for promoting American agriculture, not from agencies established to monitor and protect our health. And that's an interesting thing mm-hmm. to think about, you know? Suddenly now they're saying more carbohydrates, more grains, more carbohydrates. Well, what does that mean? That means people then are going to blindly start eating more stuff that perhaps maybe is going to make some people some more money. What are we talking about? We're talking about the GMO, corn.
We call it big agribusiness. Yeah, big agribusiness. These are the ones that are not like your great-grandpa and great-grandma's family farms. Maybe if it's in your lineage, like Dr. King, a family farmer as well. But they were there to destroy the family farmer. And, of course, the subsidies that were given for these now, well, these are the endorsed grains that everybody needs to be on. Now you couldn't compete necessarily in a level playing field, because now taxpayer funds were used to prop up an industry to promote food that might not have been ideal for most people, certainly not in the balance. And when they artificially, let's say, synthesize it in a lab under genetically modified conditions, if we can call it that, but then to add the pesticide burden as well, and then they refine those grains. It's not bad enough that the grains are corrupted, but they refine them. They refine the minerals out of them. And this is where we come not only the obesity issue, but the hypoglycemia diabetes issue. This is where we realize that they've robbed the food of all the minerals that just doesn't happen by thin air, and then they leave you devoid of that. Like chromium deficiencies leading to what? Hypoglycemia diabetes that I just mentioned. So we look to heal the very thing that the crisis of diabetes is all about. Ooh, how do we manage it? What's the next great breakthrough drug? Can we use more metformin? Can we genetically engineer metformin to do even more than the glucophages of the world? Or do we say, hey, we're lacking these minerals. Let's replenish them. Let's give Jonathan a choosetobehealthy.com a call. 866-424-1077. Say, Jonathan, I need some chromium, right? Or utilizing something like, if you're going to go dairy, to do the pasture-fed animals that are eating the grasses that's been eaten, you know, since cows have been cows. They weren't eating grains, much less antibiotic-laced, genetically modified grains and corns and things. And so it makes sense, sure, when I say it, but if the government doesn't endorse it, your uncle and aunt, whatever, are going to go, oh, that's not real. That's just some wild-eyed radio talk show host, Super Don. I mean, RSB.
You're funny.
I got you. So anyway, when the government tells you to do something, do the opposite. You'll be a lot healthier, a lot healthier. And listen to us when we say, hey, you want to detoxify your body? Give up, toxic dairy foods, and maybe go to something like the One World Way that will enhance glutathione production in your body, that will provide amino acids, proteins that you may need, but not in an excess toxic perspective or way. And so you can have your medicine be your food and your food be your medicine, even though these companies that sell a lot of these products that I'll talk about, they can't directly tell you the things I can. Why? Because I'm not selling it. I don't want to sell it. That would limit my freedom to speak the truth about what I know about these substances and products. And I sometimes will get calls from people and little emails from people saying, you know, I get so frustrated by XYZ company. They won't tell me what their product does. I said, do you know if they tell you what their product does, the FDA will be on them like stink on you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate part about what it is that we talk about all the time, is that, you know, we've got to be careful not to step into the bear trap that's been set for people that just want to tell the truth. But, you know, that trap does not exist, you know, for anybody who's got the FDA, you know, stamp of approval on their forehead, you know.
It's government told us that hemp was dangerous, was no good. Cannabis, dangerous. No, and we're finding out, not only is it wrong, it's so far in opposition to that, you know, if we had said, as I do say, some people say, you're exaggerating, Robert, you do the opposite of what government tells you. I'm telling you, on the hemp issue, we'd all been much healthier. I mean, a source of so many wonderful things that don't require any pesticide use or genetic modification. Omega-3, essential fatty acid profile, proteins, amino acids. We're talking about the ability to neutralize the perceived need of psychiatric drugs for anxiety. Or
pain medication. Narcotic
drugs for pain.
Yeah.
CBD. Yeah. Cannabidiol. What are we talking about here? Go to hempmedspx.com. Check it out and say, Bell 30. Go there and you'll get 30% off of that. And, of course, say thanks. Click the links. We've got banners up at robertscottbell.com for all the good things that will bring the healing back to you where it belongs. Hey, it's holiday time. Are you going to give some gifts this holiday season? What about repackaging the old gifts? Is there some message that you're trying to send?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Guilty one. I know you're out there. I know. Now everybody's going to go, uh-oh, what did I do now, Robert? Well, you're guilty of re-gifting. Re-gifting. No. There's no drug to be. This is not a drug story. You can't be given a
isn't
drug
that
for
what
re-gifting.
They did with, isn't that what they did with Viagra? Didn't they re-gift it?
They re-gifted it. That's true. You would tie it back into the drug. Yeah, Super Don's on fire today. Listen, re-gifting. This is a story. It's a holiday time. Everybody's thinking about what they're going to get or even, I would say, make. That would be really cool. You don't re-gift them. If somebody has made something for you, do you re-gift? Oh, that sweater you knitted me, Grandma, I'm just going to give it away. I don't know. I think we're all guilty of that. Have you ever, like, received a holiday fruitcake and next year you gave it out to somebody else? That could happen. You know what we've done? By the way, Don, you two have done this, right? I mean, it's not just me, because I don't want to be the only one out here just admitting, you know, something that I've done.
Re-gifted?
Yeah, re-gifting.
You know, I think I have. I haven't
you
done it
think
much,
you have?
Though. You know, I'm pretty probably, sure at some point I did. I can't remember specifically, but I'm sure I have at some point.
You're the man. You never have.
I never get gifts, so I have nothing to re-gift.
Well, they're giving you gratitude. A lot of vitamin G coming your way.
How do you re-gift gratitude?
Well, I think that's paying it forward, but here's
paying
what I'm talking
forward.
About.
Okay, I re-gift all the time then.
Well, the ex-wife, now I'm not married again. This is I grew up on Neil Bortz. Every once in a while I remember hearing things in my head that he would talk about because he left one radio station in Atlanta and moved to another one, and he always called the old station the ex-wife. So I can call my ex-syndicator, you know, the syndicator before this one. Because you hear us now on GCN. We love Genesis. They're doing great, blasting it out there. Of course, naturalnewsradio.com, naturalnews.com, the Health Ranger. We love them. And that's how you listen. A lot of you archive through either place or linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But the ex-wife, we call that the ex-syndicator, they would send out every year like a gift basket, right?
Right.
Gift basket. Now, you know me. I'm orthorexic. I'm a snob. It's not organic. You're giving me wine. I don't drink wine, but that's beside the point. But, you know, and fruit, it's a nice basket. It's a nice gesture. But what am I going to do with that? I wouldn't drink it. I wouldn't eat it. Now, do I just chunk it and say, because I'm not going to do it, I'm dumping it? Or do we say, hey, somebody I know might appreciate this? Is it bad of me to say I'm going to give this gift out to somebody else? Now, the thing is, I guess that might be different in my technical version of regifting, is that I'll actually say, hey, I received this gift and we don't appreciate it the way I think you would, right? as opposed to sneakily saying, oh, look what I got you. I bought this for you. That might be a little tricky.
So you were being honest when you regifted.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Because people know us. They're like, why would you buy that? You know, no,
right.
I wouldn't. Somebody
kind
gave
of
it to us.
Explain that, right?
We recognize that you're, listen, if you'd like it, that's fine. But the regifting of fruitcake, don't recommend it. But I guess it's kind of like the laws of Moses, the tablets, the way they describe this thing, Super. I don't know, the regifting can put your relationship at risk. Is that true?
Oh, well, apparently so, according to a British researcher that says that the laws of gift giving can create a problem if you try and re-gift and your significant other realizes that you have re-gifted something, they're going to think that maybe you don't care about them.
I got you. So it's just like you didn't put a lot of thought in that. You just grabbed it out of your garage and just gave it to me because you didn't like it.
Right. And listen, I mean, I was thinking about this and it's like, all right, look, if somebody gives me a fuzzy purple polka dot tie, I'm probably not going to wear that. Now, if I re-gift that and give it to somebody, they're probably going to have the same reaction that I had to it and go, oh, gee, thanks.
Hold on a sec, Don. Honey, can you return that thing that we got for Don? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not good. No, sorry about that.
Oh, I blew it. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
But listen,
it was a re-gift anyway. Don't worry about it.
Let's say somebody gave me like a 40-inch plasma TV, and I went, you know what? I've already got three TVs. I think I'm going to re-gift this, and I'll send this to Robert.
Well,
would you look at that and
might
go?
I think it's a matter of if you can determine that someone would appreciate the gift. I know sometimes they say, well, it's the thought that counts. But don't you want to be considerate of saying, what does a person really desire or need or want? Now, I recognize also there are economic realities about this. And people can't, they have something they can't afford to go out and buy. And the times are tough. But come back to the gift. It's like, what is the gift of the heart? It can also be a coupon, for some kind of, you need help around the house. It doesn't always have to be, what did you buy from Japan or China that came over that you can then re-gift. Anyway, we won't solve this dilemma, but it was a nice effort. We put out a nice effort. We re-gifted.
Do not give your wife a broom for Christmas.
And men, do not give ladies your Viagra to be placed in places we can't mention. That's the theme of this hour. Anyway, go back and listen if you're not sure what we were just talking about. Dr. Pitard's going to join us. Hepatitis C discussion, a little bit more on his dad, and who knows what else. 7 out of 10 doctors in California are doing what? Oh, my gosh. But thank goodness the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.